about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. And thank you all for the birthday wishes. My birthday is tomorrow. I cannot wait. Yay! I am turning 22. No, I wish. Yeah, it's funny. In my 20s, I'm turning 41 tomorrow. When I was in my 20s, when you're young, you run around and you have fun and like, we are young, you're singing and all that. But you don't realize you're in your 20s until you get into your 30s. You're like, wait a second. My 20s are done. Okay, then, you're in your 30s and you're, trying to deal with the marriage and deal with the kids and the in-laws and all that. And then all of a sudden you turn 40, you don't realize I was in my 30s. So now I am going to really relish the 40s. Not that being middle-aged, has a lot to relish, but I guess it's better than the alternative. So, yeah, I'm going to have a little party. I'm very excited. Happy birthday to me. But thank you all for the wonderful emails. We are live right now. We are live right now on this beautiful June 15th evening. So please call in 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. Of course, you can email us at drdahlia.com. Find us on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Twitter. I love being able to communicate with you guys through Twitter. All right, what's this? They say human breast milk may be able to block HIV, probably because of the spray. They say human breast milk seems to kill HIV and block oral transmission in mice. Now, does it? Sorry about that. Oh, we got Mark on the dials. Oh, Mark, wish me happy birthday. Yay. Thank you, Mark. Happy birthday. All right. Now, Donovan. Now I'm waiting for the happy birthday from Donovan. But Donovan's got to work with me tomorrow. HIV is transmitted through breast milk. So how could HIV block? I mean, how could breast milk block HIV? They say the findings suggest that it may be possible to isolate the compounds of breast milk that destroy HIV and use these to combat the virus. I still think it's the spray. Some of us, when we get a real good milk load, we could just knock somebody off. They say more than 15% of new HIV infections occur among children. Left untreated, only 65% of infected babies survive until their first birthday. It's horrible. And less than 50% of each reach age 2. While breastfeeding by HIV-infected mothers is believed to cause a large number of these infections in infants, most breastfed infants do not become infected. Well, see, I always thought that they receive the HIV in utero. All right, these children receive the HIV in utero. Remember there was a case where they said there was a set of twins where one had HIV and one didn't. And then the kids were playing. And, when twins play, they put balls and toys into their mouths while they're kind of sitting there and rolling around. And then they were swapping it. And the second twin, about 6 months to a year later, ends up turning up positive for HIV. And they were trying to claim that this case between two twins was an example of, and probably one of the first instances of HIV transmitted through saliva. And I was like, no. It's probably because the test just didn't turn up positive yet. And I think that's what they later concluded, that the child probably did receive HIV at the same time his twin did in utero, and then after they were born, he just didn't show up positive for the test for a while. Now, I get asked all the time, can HIV later be airborne? Can HIV later be transmitted through kisses? Now, thus far, HIV's been around for, 30-some years, right? And most cases, almost all of the cases, are blood transmission or sex transmission or in utero transmission, which again, I think all still have to do with some sort of a blood contact. Now, when I was in school, in two different classes and two different settings, and I've discussed this with you, one class I was in a virology class, a virus class, in undergrad, and I remember asking the virology professor, do you ever foresee HIV mutating? Because it's such a intelligent virus. It's a scary virus, but intelligent nonetheless. Do you ever see it mutating to airborne? I expected her to say, oh, Dahlia, stupid question. She said, oh, absolutely. Without any hesitation, she said, absolutely. Well, a couple of years later, I'm in medical school, And I decide to pose the same question to my professor. And I go, do you ever foresee the HIV infection ever transforming or mutating to airborne? Again, without hesitation, he said, absolutely. Now, luckily, we haven't seen it. And I'm not sure why. I mean, this HIV infection, the HIV, when it came out and it started to affect people in the earlier 80s, even though it affected people before, but there was such an epidemic, you know, we believe there was a huge mutation, a huge change that occurred. It might have been a minor change, but a change that was drastic enough to cause such an epidemic at the time with their homosexual and IV drug using population, that I don't know if another change could happen. Now, you know, when people ask, what about kissing? Can you get HIV through kissing? Potentially, yes. If, let's say, you have an open sore in your mouth, somebody else, your partner, has an open sore in the mouth, yes, potentially, yes, you could transmit. I really haven't heard of cases where people received a kissing, but the potential is there. You know, and then you have people ask, well, if heterosexual couples don't seem to get HIV as often as homosexual couples, why? What's the difference? Now, I really don't want to go into the difference between the orifices. Obviously, a rectum has much thicker walls and, you know, it has different cellular components than the vaginal orifice does. And again, we've got to be careful. This is a family show. But I think there's some sort of tearing that occurs and some access to the blood supply. And that is one of the theories behind why homosexual sex is an easier vector for HIV than heterosexual sex. All right. But then it's very interesting. You have people concerned that heterosexual couples that will engage in anal sex may not seem to acquire HIV as easily. Why is that? So we still have so many unanswered questions. All right. But this with the breast milk thing, hey, if breast milk can actually kill HIV, then fine. Let's just get a fire truck of it and just spray it all over. All right. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 15th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.2410. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.6474, $8.3237 for a half ounce, or $4.1619 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.6474, $8.3237, and $4.1619.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked artery in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made vape-free e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. To celebrate the beginning of summer, you can save 20% off their already affordable prices. This offer ends on June 20th, so take advantage of the summer savings now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
How much are you spending on your protein? Did you know that at normal cooking temperatures, you lose 50% or more of the amino acids that make up your protein? This means you're throwing away 50% of your money when eating cooked proteins, and you're burdening your organs of elimination. Proteins are vital to your health, but to get the full benefit, they must come into your bloodstream as undamaged amino acids. One World Way is processed in a unique manner to protect the amino acids so they're easy to digest and use at the cellular level. The health benefits of undamaged whey protein are well documented. They are healing, reduced inflammation, increased levels of glutathione, detoxification, weight loss, muscle gains, more energy, and a better sense of well-being. If you want to have the energy to achieve your dreams, consider adding One World Way to your diet. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Mark and Donovan who were working the dials tonight. Big thanks to you all for listening. We are toll free 1-877-362-3254. All right, so a man calls 911 after the deli gets a sandwich wrong. Are we still calling 911 for stupid things? Connecticut man was angry that a deli had fouled up his sandwich order and decided to take his beef to the police. Oh, that's funny. The man identified as Rother McLennan of East Hartford called 911 this week and complained that he specifically asked for a little turkey and a little ham, a lot of cheese and a lot of mayonnaise, and the Grateful Deli in East Hartford got it wrong. The dispatcher said, you're calling 911 because you don't like the way they're making your sandwich? He says, exactly. He must go to jail for this. I think you go to jail for wasting 911's time. McLennan explained that the person he was talking to at the deli was not the person who made the sandwich and was refusing to fix the problem. They're giving me a hard time, and I'm wondering if you could stop by. I just want to solve this the right way. His sister made it, but she left. They were playing games with me, so I was wondering if you could come by. I just want it resolved. All right, so now the dispatcher advised him not to buy the sandwich. All right, what else is she going to do? The deli owner said that McLennan had placed an order for 14 sandwiches, and the deli made them to his specifications. She said he was told that because the sandwiches were special orders, the deli could not take them back. Ah, boy, this is such a horrible case here. All right, so they say, what happened here? Okay, so McLennan called the deli back to apologize. And here's the thing. Okay, when it comes to 911, remember we were talking about how in New York alone there were 4 million butt calls. You guys know what butt calls are? Where your buttocks has the phone in its back pocket. So you accidentally call 911. And in 1 year alone, New York City had 4 million of them. Remember we talked about that? And since the dispatchers usually will wait an average of 9 minutes to assess what is going on, you could just imagine the manpower. And you could imagine how in that 9 minute time, something else could be going on. And other calls may not be able to come in. If there's not enough dispatchers, who knows? So I can't stand it when I see people call 911. Now, you have to, though, give the guy some credit. You know, many people like to take the law into their own hands. Not that this was a law issue. But many people, when they get so upset, they'll hit something. Or they'll cause damage. He was so mad, he called 911. So, I mean, I have to give him credit for holding back and not doing anything that could be not law-abiding, but still, you're wasting people's time, and that's a little wrong. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, in, I guess, Hollywood news, Lindsay Lohan was passed out again. What is going on with her? She was in another car accident and then passed out. They said paramedics were called in because Lindsay Lohan this morning had, I guess, passed out. Emergency vehicles were there. I guess she's doing the, what's the movie, Liz and Dick? Elizabeth Taylor? Is that what she's trying to play, Elizabeth Taylor? Boy, is she that good an actress, really? Is she that good an actress? I don't know. I remember I thought she had potential as a child. Just like Britney Spears. When Britney Spears first started, I thought she had so much potential. Then they get involved with drugs and they do stupid stuff. Anyway, I guess they said she was dehydrated and exhausted, but fine. You notice how they always do that? Right? The Hollywood, the PR people will always say when somebody passes out that it's due to dehydration and exhaustion. Okay, I'm going to tell you something. Having been an emergency room doctor, right, and a current family physician, and having dealt with multiple trauma cases of people dehydrated, right, bleeding out, etc., all right, I don't think these people drop as much as these Hollywood people say they do for quote-unquote dehydration and exhausted. I've been exhausted. I've been dehydrated. And still, it's not a big dramatic event, all right? Trust me. The woman's doing something she's not supposed to do. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is interesting in biology news. They say grasshoppers will gorge on sweets when scared by spiders and then, I guess, destroy the soil at the same time. So even our insects need to avoid stress. Now, this is kind of interesting because we were just talking about that study in the previous hour, how stress has increased since 1983. Duh. I don't know where they get these grants for these studies, but I guess people surveyed say, yes, I'm more stressed. Really? You wonder, really? You weren't stressed during the Civil War? You weren't stressed during Vietnam? Well, things are more stressful now? Yeah, because my Facebook account won't work. Anyway, grasshoppers have stress. They say a grasshopper, in fear of an attacker such as a spider, will become stressed. Hey, I don't blame the grasshopper. I don't like spiders either. Spooky. Will become stressed and consume a greater quantity of carbohydrate-rich plants, according to scientists. The insect's reaction causes chemical changes in the grasshopper and its excretions. Oh, that sounds lovely. Affecting the ecosystem it inhabits. When the scared grasshopper dies, its carcass, now containing less nitrogen as a result of its diet change, has an effect on the microbes in the ground that are responsible for breaking down animals and plants. Right? Circle of life. Don't get me singing. With less nitrogen available, the microbes will be decomposing the hard-to-break-down plant materials in the soil at a slower rate. This fear of spiders, which was discovered by scientists at the Hebrew University at Jerusalem and at Yale University, therefore slows down degradation of complex organic materials, therefore ruining the environment and we're all going to die. They say we are dealing here with an absolutely new kind of mechanism whereby every small chemical change in a creature can regulate the natural cycle, thus in effect affecting the ecology in total. Boy, they make this sound boring. Really? We're talking about grasshoppers and poop? You can't make it sound a little more interesting than this? The researchers exposed grasshoppers to spiders in order to arouse the stress reaction. Wait a second. If they're basing this on grasshoppers dying and the carcass not decomposing that well, don't you think a grasshopper would be scared before they die anyway? Or they're just saying grasshoppers that are scared for most of their life. All right, I don't even think I really care, but we'll just finish this up. Researchers exposed grasshoppers to spiders in order to arouse the stress reaction. They also used a control group of non-stressed grasshoppers. Are you kidding me? How do you tell if a grasshopper is non-stressed? The scared grasshoppers had a high carbon to nitrogen ratio in their bodies, and non-scared grasshoppers, really? All right, then I guess they looked at the soil. After the microbes consumed the grasshopper remains, the researchers added plants on the surface and said that the decomposition rate of the plants in the areas in which the stress-free grasshopper remains were introduced decomposed faster. So not only are grasshoppers dropping dead, but I guess plants are decomposing. In a further experiment, really, they weren't done with this. Didn't we have enough? In a further experiment, the researchers used artificial grasshoppers. Quote, unquote, you want to know what an artificial grasshopper is? A mixture of sugar, protein, and chitin. Chitin? The organic compound found in the exoskeleton in varying quantities. Here, they found that even a small amount of nitrogen in the protein added to the soil significantly increases the functioning of the microbes responsible for breaking down the organic matter in plants. So what are you telling us to do? Keep spiders away from the grasshoppers? What are we supposed to do with this? The researchers published in the journal Science. What did we learn from this one, people? I guess, you know, that's why I have cats. Cats are supposed to get the spiders, they're supposed to get the grasshoppers, and everything is great. Now, you guys heard about this? A 63-year-old woman in South Korea was eating calamari. It was supposed to be cooked. Maybe it was only partially cooked. And the calamari, quote-unquote, inseminated her mouth with, I think, cephalopods. Apparently, she ate the squid and then felt a sharp pain. This is like the second or third time this has happened to people. And I guess when doctors found baby cephalopods attached to her mouth, small pods covered with a cement-like material to make them stick, inside the pods was an ejaculatory apparatus and sperm. This is very difficult to eat while listening to this, with the apparatus expelling the sperm quite forcefully. She said it felt like stabbing and stinging. After the victim of the attack was hospitalized, they call this an attack. Some people would call it the hibbity-dibbity, but they called it an attack. Doctors removed the baby cephalopods from her gums, tongue, and cheek. It was only then that the pods were formally identified as squid spermatophores. Now, they say, don't worry, out here in the West, the squids don't have the sperm in them when we eat them. Good. I'm still avoiding them. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now. Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, healthproducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALIE, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Also, we take your emails at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. We always try to read as many of them on air. If not, I always write to you and respond to you personally. Here we have, she's an anonymous doctor. I listen to commercials who talk about 4-inch medical charts. Well, my chart is on volume 2 at my doctor's office. I'm wondering if I'm taking too many medications or if something's awry. Oh, don't worry. I'm on volume 3 with my doctor. No, no. You know, I hear those commercials too. I'm trying to think which one. There's one that talks about, excuse me, 4-inch medical chart. Here's the thing. The size of your medical chart, it matters. Size does matter. But, you know, me, I've been going to my doctor since 1998. All right. So what? We're talking almost 14 years. I'm going to have multiple volumes. Okay. And, you know, with medical charts now going electronic, you're not going to be able to tell. And, you know, sometimes doctors will write more. Sometimes doctors will file extra copies. You know, like, for example, many people will ask me, and this is actually a very interesting question, which is why I decided to, read it on air. I'll have, you know, people say, look, my husband and I have come, you know, probably the same amount of visits, yet my chart is bigger than my husband's. Why is that? And, you know, sometimes, like, for example, let's say on a female, you order some hormone tests And the lab will sometimes, and I hope the lab does do this, okay? Labs will either give you the blood work results as they come in. Blood counts in, we'll shoot the blood work, and then we'll say the hormones are pending. Then the thyroid came in, send that, okay? And then you have other labs where they just hold the whole entire batch of labs until the final one comes in. And now that everybody's getting vitamin D run, vitamin D sometimes takes a week to get back. So we're having patients where you don't get the labs back because the lab is holding on to the paperwork, right, and then sending it all out at once. And I understand that. It is kind of bulky when the labs come in pieces, but I prefer that because as the labs come in pieces, I'm able to then address them, especially if something's important. But then, as you could see, you're going to start filling up the paper and the paper and the chart. And now, the question of, are you taking too many medications? Now, you didn't give me your medication list, and that's okay, because usually a question like that I wouldn't read on air probably address. But I get that all the time. Dr. Dahlia, I'm on 4 different medications for my blood pressure. Is that too many? It all depends on what was the path to get there. For example, when I was in medical school years ago, we were taught that when you have a blood pressure patient, you start on a medication, and then you max it out. And you max it out, and don't bring in a second agent unless you have tried to get that blood pressure down with that first agent. Now, that didn't make sense to me as a medical student, because many times the first agent we would use would be a diuretic, a water pill, or the beta blockers like atenolol, labetalol, propranolol. And I would have patients with high blood pressure, and their heart rate would be in the 60s. And I'm like, I really don't want to double up on this medication because the heart rate is already low. And my senior residents, right, and not so much the attendings, but my senior residents were like, no, you crank it up. And then you add the second agent. And my feeling was, obviously this one isn't doing the job. Let me add the second agent and maybe get rid of the first one if we can. And that actually ended up, I think, saving people medications. However, sometimes you need two agents. Sometimes your body gets used to the agents, and the blood pressure starts to rise after 5-10 years, and we bring in a third. And sometimes we just can't control the blood pressure. We just can't control it. And so I have some patients who I inherited or who have been with me where the cardiologist or even myself have been trying to do a cocktail of medication to get their blood pressure down. Same thing with diabetes. You'll have diabetics where they're on 3-4 different medicines. And I'll tell them, I go, look, you can probably be on one insulin. But no, I don't want insulin. I don't want to take the shots. All right, well, then we're going to try the 3-4 oral hypoglycemics. You know, we'll try the oral agents. Not all of them would be oral hypoglycemics, but the oral agents. And so, you know, if many of you are on multiple medications, I would definitely suggest you talk to your medical provider to see if anything could be cut. You know, some medications you could combine. For example, some of you on calcium channel blockers and ACE inhibitors. For example, those of you taking lisinopril, benazepril, Zestril, while at the same time taking amlodipine or Norvasc or Cardizem, et cetera. Well, if you're taking those two separate medications, there is a combo pill that has a calcium channel blocker and the ACE inhibitor Lotrel. You know, so, there are ways where you guys could do combo pills. The problem with the combo pills is lately with Obamacare, these combo pills are more expensive than breaking these medications up into the two generics. Now, I have to tell you, many of my patients have increased in size on their medication list since the passage of Obamacare. Even though Obamacare isn't in its full, and may still be overturned, insurance companies started to change their prescription formulary. So multiple medications that would either do the job or would be combo pills aren't covered. And we've had to go back and break things apart. Like, for example, Vytorin. Many of you were taking Vytorin, which is Zocor and Zetia for cholesterol. Well, patients were calling me saying Vytorin's not covered. So I would have to break it up into the two pills. So some of you might have noticed your medications doubled, but it's not because your doctor's overprescribing. It's just the formula changed. Now, Could possibly you be on too many medications? Yes. You know, sometimes I notice, especially with blood pressure, like I say, we start to chase the numbers. So we start to on one, it doesn't work, we add another one, we add a third. Sometimes I will, with my patients, try to withdraw one of the other ones, because if it's doing nothing, it'd be nice to know. If it's doing nothing, then get it out of the equation. Your blood pressure is still high. It's a little tricky. A lot of us don't like to do it. Many times I'd rather add one, and if the blood pressure drops nicely, then take away the one which I think was worthless. It's very common to see that you'll come into the doctor already taking these medications and everything's fine, and we have an if it ain't broke, don't fix it, you know, type of attitude. And some people prefer that. They're like, look, doc, everything's working. Don't mess with it. And one time I did try to mess with it, and the blood pressure went sky high. I'm like, to heck with it. I'll put you back on the four medicines. It's working. I'll put you back. Now, where I do like to mess with it and intervene is when I have a patient on 80 milligrams of a statin. Like if someone's on 80 milligrams Zocor or Pravastatin, Pravacol, or Lipitor, sometimes I like to get them off the 80 milligrams and put them on a 20 of Crestor. And I've been very successful with that because I just don't like people walking around with the 80 milligrams of these medications. But that's another example of somebody having been with their doctor for a long time, and nobody did anything wrong. It's just at first you were on 10 milligrams, then you went to 20, then eventually you had to be put up to 40, and then eventually 80. So it's very easy for me to be Monday morning quarterback and go, all right, we got to, you know, make a change. But I think a lot of us are on multiple medications. But then remember when we talked about syndromes and I said, you know, I hate how we say, all right, this patient has diabetes, this patient has cholesterol, this patient has hypertension, high blood pressure, when many of us, we just kind of have the triad or the quad or the pentad of things. And I got to tell you, many of my patients with diabetes, they have high cholesterol, they have blood pressure issues, they start to have a little renal insufficiency, some of them have pain and arthritis, etc. So many times when you're diagnosed with one illness, you get hit with a bunch of them. You know, you develop a whole bunch of things. For example, we have a patient who had low thyroid. And, you know, he just was talking about fatigue and stamina, a little bit of depression. And I go, I bet you also have low testosterone. You may also have low serotonin. You see, people don't just have one single thing. They kind of get a little bit of a syndrome with multiple things. And we as doctors need to identify that. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I guess Southwest Airlines refused to let a woman board her flight because she had too much cleavage? Now, I guess the name given is Avital, was due to travel from Las Vegas to New York when airline staff said her dress was inappropriate. She said despite her humiliation, she still walked onto the flight, later making a formal complaint. She said, I don't want to let the representatives' big feelings about my, what is she talking about? Apparently she had large cleavage. And she said, the plane did not fall out of the sky, and my cleavage did not interfere with the plane's ability to function properly. I guess Southwest Airlines, Chrissy McNeil, said its contract of carriage enables staff to refuse transport to customer whose clothing is lewd, obscene, or patently offensive, even though its company does not specify a dress code on its website. She says, as a company that promotes a casual and family-focused atmosphere on board our aircraft and in our airports, we simply ask that our customers use good judgment and exercise discretion in deference to other customers who depend on us to travel. I am dying to know what she wore. Notably, for an airline, they say that dictates, what was it saying? Avital said, to add insult to injury, the guy sitting in front of me on a plane was wearing a shirt with an actual Trojan condom embedded behind a clear hat. Well, you know what? It's making Vegas, okay? This is making Vegas look bad. I'm going to tell you, all right, everybody that comes to Vegas doesn't board a plane that is, uncladly dressed and, you know, hoochie mamas and having condoms on their shirts. Apparently, Kyla Ebert in 2007 was escorted off a flight by a male Southwest customer service supervisor who said her outfit was inappropriate. She was wearing a high neckline mini dress, which she compared, I guess it was like an elbow length cardigan. And then another patient was forced to wear a blanket because her halter neck top was too low. I didn't realize. I wish I could have some flight attendants call in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Do flight attendants have to do that? I mean, a flight attendant. It's funny because you know when you're sitting there in the plane and they walk back and forth and they're looking at you. I thought they're just looking at your seatbelt. You know, so I always show them my seatbelt's on and my kids' seatbelts are on, et cetera. But I guess they're probably also walking back and forth to see if you're appropriately dressed or not. You know, I don't look at other people on the plane. I mean, you are smashed and crammed into coach. I don't get to ride first class. I ride coach like everybody else because I could barely afford those tickets. And, you know, you're smashed up against the window. You're smashed up against your next patron or the next passenger. Usually they're my kids, but if not, it's another adult. And you can barely face forward. You can hardly turn. There's really no way to turn. You can barely look out the window if you're not in a window seat. How do you, how do you disturb people around you in that atmosphere if your outfit is low cut? Really. But I guess they're allowed to give people blankets to cover themselves up. Now, on the flip side, though, you know, ladies, do you really have to be falling out of your dresses and outfits? I've never understood that. You know, me, I don't look at breasts on me as a sexual thing. I look at them as being in the way, and I like them restrained, okay? Just like men, many men prefer wearing underwear because otherwise things kind of hurt when they dangle and they could twist and you could get testicular torsion, etc. So I've never really understood women who are a little bit more voluptuous, and I'm in that category. I mean, I have to struggle, you know, trying to, you know, find a letter of the alphabet that I fit in. I'm with you on that. But I just feel better when they are restrained and covered up and out of view. But I notice many women really like them out there. And you see all these people with wardrobe malfunctions, whether they be in Hollywood or Walmart, and I just don't get that, all right? I think less is better. I think being covered up is better. I just do. You have more control. And, you know, keep in mind, I don't know how you all navigate the airport, but to me it's a lot of walking. Right? And I personally don a sports bra for that because we are talking Olympic lengths, right? I don't know how many meters or half miles. I mean, and JFK, oh my gosh, you can walk around in circles there, right? Plus, you're jumping in and out of a plane, trying to put your overhead baggage, up in the carrier. You're going through security. I just don't think it would be very strategic. And I think it would slow you down if you're walking around with a halter top. Just doesn't make sense. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, this is kind of interesting. It looks like the inventors of Viagra have now developed a drug that prevents premature ejaculation. Apparently, it's a spray-on. We talked about this. Remember when this was in the works? Designed to prolong the joy of sex. We talked about premature ejaculation. It can affect 25% of our men. It's pretty common. It's actually... They say premature ejaculation is actually more common than erectile dysfunction. Many are too embarrassed to seek help, and treatments are usually like antidepressants, like we'll try some Zoloft, etc., to try to decrease the sexual enhancement, to try to slow down the ability. And we spent time on premature ejaculation. I know many of you thought we just rushed through it in a flash, but no, we didn't. We spent, I think, a significant amount of time. But they say here that the spray called Tempe, or Tempe, I guess, could be on sale within months and should be, they say it should be cheap enough for the National Health System in Britain. So I'm sure if it's cheap enough for Britain, it'll be cheap enough for us. They say in trials, some men using the spray ahead of sex lasted up to 8 times longer. Okay, but what is it made of? That's what I want to know. All right? It contains local anesthetics. That's why it's a spray-on anesthetic. So what they're trying to do is cause you to feel less. They say Tempe contains slow doses of 2 anesthetics, which help give a man more control without creating an uncomfortable numbing sensation. It takes about 5 minutes to work, but those who do not wish to give away their secret can spray it 2 hours before sex. There is a pocket-sized can, and a pocket-sized can will last a year if a man has sex 5 to 6 times a month. They say the average European man has a staying power of 6 minutes. I'm not sure what the American man is, but I'm sure it's got to be similar. I really don't see how latitude and longitude makes that much of a difference, but I'm sure they'll kind of blame it on diet and how Americans... I hate reading these articles from foreign countries because they always make us Americans look fat and stupid. All right, but anyway, they say the average European has a staying power of 6 minutes. The drug is aimed at those who only can last 1 minute. All right, they think because the sales of Viagra have boomed, this will too. Now, I mean, if you think about it, you know, wow, just spraying on a local anesthetic. We've had local anesthetics for a long time, and I remember talking to you about this on air a couple years ago. So, you know, this isn't rocket science. And since it's topical, they probably didn't have to take as many years or decades to go through clinical trials because you aren't ingesting it. So there should be very little liver issues, renal issues, etc. Huh. Pretty cool stuff. All right, what else do we have? Father kills a baby after giving her formula mixed with vodka. He said it was an accident. Keith Furlow's daughter died after consuming the mixture at home in East Atlanta, Georgia, indicted on felony charges. Oh, my gosh, that is horrible. Alcohol intoxication. I didn't want to end the show on that. That's horrible. Oh, well, you know what? It's my birthday tomorrow. We're going to be live on air tomorrow morning. Please join us, 10 a.m. Pacific time, 1 p.m. Eastern. We're going to rock it on my special birthday day. Talk to you tomorrow.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.